Good morning to everyone. Welcome to Girona. I'm Diego Papayanis. I'm from the Legal Philosopher Research Group, and I want to thank you all for coming here for this workshop. This workshop is co-organized by the Legal Philosopher Research Group, the Institute of European and Comparative Private Law, and the Chair Legal Culture. And just looking at the program, you should tell that something is going on here, because probably there includes more philosophical discussion that lawyers would like and more legal discussion that philosophers would like. But this is the kind of discussion we think is interesting having here. This is the kind of work we do in the philosophy research group for many years now. We have two projects. The first project was on causation and responsibility. And the second project, the current project, is on proof of causation. So it was like very natural for us to start at some point collaborating with the Institute of Private Law, given our common interests. And this, this collaboration now took the form of a master degree we are offering. Right now we have some students here, and from the next year, in a more complex master than the current one, in which you could say that there is an approach, a philosophical approach, a strong philosophical approach. The director of this master is Professor Miquel Martín, to whom I will give the word now, and that's it for the moment. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome, friends, to Girona, and also welcome to our students. Actually, with your students, I promise we will never teach you in Catalan, but we never promised that we would never teach in English, you know? We never say anything in English, so you'll have to suffer my English today. It's a pleasure to have you here and to start this cooperation with the Legal Philosophy Group, because we have been working in close areas for many years and not working together, and we thought it was a pity. So some time ago we decided to organize a master's degree, and saying it's very difficult to have students here, we thought that the whole world was our backyard, so to say, and we could get students from many places. This year we have been happy enough to have students from Mexico, from Colombia, and from Brazil, and we hope to have students from other countries, these countries and other countries, next year. In our institute, it's a very small institute. Some of you were there when we opened it a few years ago. It's an institute devoted to European and comparative private law, and our main activity is in the area of tort law, Spanish tort law, and in international tort law. And we have had the benefit for many years to be able to cooperate with the Vienna Institute, with the ECTIL and the Stelle in Vienna, and we have been working with them, producing some books and working on the European principles of tort law. The master's is going to continue, hopefully next year, and it's going to be more complete, more thorough, because as my friend said, there was a lot of philosophy lacking, so hope we will not drown just in a lot of tort practice and tort law, but also in a lot of philosophy, and I think that will be interesting for the students that come. This is the main activity that we carry out in this master's thesis. It's the sort of closing activity, because unfortunately our students will be leaving next week, you know, or in next week we have the last classes, you know. But I must say that we welcome you. We have been very happy to have you, and I hope that you have a good memory of the time you have spent with us in Girona. Thank you.